The Sundays following Easter are named for the first word of the introit, the psalm sung by the faithful entering the church. Last Sunday was named Cantate, Sing, from Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. What is a song of the faithful, the song of praise and thanksgiving? What are the marvelous things accomplished by the Lord our God? For the answer to these questions, we turn to the prophet Isaiah and his first song of praise. You will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. As you remember, Isaiah was a prophet who called the children of Israel to repent, showing them their sins. He also told them of God's wrath, of the 70 years they would spend as exiles in Babylon. Yet in spite of being torn from their land, removed from Jerusalem, God would restore them to this land of promise. This song of praise is also fitting for those who have sinned against God and neighbor, for we have received the comfort of the forgiveness of their sins. The ultimate comfort comes not from possessing a particular plot of ground, but from receiving the redemption from sin and death earned for us by the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the Lord, for his anger is turned to comfort. This week we will rejoice with Isaiah and all of God's redeemed people for the freedom given to us for the sake of the Son of God. May our Lord richly bless and keep you as you give him thanks for all his blessings. Amen.